Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm the fucker I'm home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, yeah. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcast episodes, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Abby Larimer from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing down there, Abby? Thanks for being in our corner. And thanks, everybody, always for their support. We have so much music that we are always eager to lay on you. We use these bonus podcasts to stick a quarter in the Desert Island Jukebox and play you a tune we can't live without. We got probably 10,000 of them now. It's a very big jukebox, okay? But Mr. Kot, give us a hint of what you got in store today.
Well, Jim, I'm going to play a track from a guy who's primarily known as a great songwriter, but the song I'm going to play is one in which he was the recording artist in addition to being the songwriter. A rarity for him, but a powerful, historically important track.
All right, that's coming up in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. All right, we are back, and Greg, you've got a song from a songwriter, primarily known as that, but singing himself?
Indeed, Barrett Strong. You know, another obit, died in late January at age 81. Barrett's primarily known as a songwriter for the Motown Records label. He was, along with Norman Whitfield, he was part of that shift in Motown, much to the chagrin of Berry Gordy, the owner of the label, towards a more politically oriented approach to songwriting. So tracks like Ball of Confusion by The Temptations,
I love that song.
War by Edwin Starr, co-writes between Strong and Whitfield, late 60s, early 70s. He also wrote Just My Imagination, Running Away With Me, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Temptations obviously love this guy. And most famously of all, perhaps, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. They wrote that track together, Whitfield and Strong did, for Gladys Knight and the Pips, who recorded the first version of it. And then Marvin Gaye took it over in 68. It was later covered by Creedence Clearwater Revival as well. But Barrett doesn't get enough love, I think, for the fact that it was he, an 18-year-old piano player, aspiring singer, who was being managed by one Berry Gordy at the time, pre-Motown, and he's in the studio fiddling around with some chords, Ray Charles's What Did I Say chords, right? This is like 1959. Mm-hmm. Ray Charles's What Did I Say is a huge hit on the R&B charts. Barrett's playing around with those chord sequences and kind of reinvigorating them for a song that became known as Money. That's What I Want, parenthetically. This is the song. There probably would have been a Motown Records, but this is the song that really put Motown on the map. Before Motown, Gordy was experimenting with a label called Tamla and then Anna. And then this song broke through, burst out of Detroit, and with Barrett Strong both singing and playing piano on it. The songwriting credit is a little murky. Sometimes Barrett's credited on the song, sometimes he's not. I'm not sure that was ever resolved. I know there was some litigation going on there. But the point is that he was definitely singing and playing on it. And what I think is so incredible about this track is the ferocity of it. Just the fact that he's pounding that piano. He's singing with this urgency in his voice. Money, that's what I want, you know? It's basically like aspirational type of song.
Show me the
Barry,
money.
Barry Gordy wants me to show me the money, man. I want to make some money. I want to create a thing that people are going to love worldwide. And Barrett Strong was right with him and helped him create a song that essentially was a blueprint, a manifesto for what became Motown Records. First huge hit that became Motown Records. It rose to number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100. It brought attention, fame, and money to Berry Gordy and Motown Records, and they were off and running for the next decade after that. What I also love about this song, Jim, the covers that it inspired. John Lennon heard this song and flipped.
Yeah.
I think the emphaticness of it, that big beat that song had, the way that song was being hammered out by Barrett Strong and the band, was a huge inspiration. And if you listen to Lennon's vocal on that song, I mean, he's just tearing his throat out. He's just singing. Yeah. He goes, I want money too.
That's pretty good.
I want to be a superstar like Motown's Berry Gordy, you know, is.
As great as that version is, though, I'd have to go with the Flying Lizards.
Well, that's the one I'm going to... It inspired not one, but two incredible covers. Flying Lizards version in 1979, British band The Flying Lizards, deadpan vocals was actually a very big hit.
Yeah.
Despite the
New
fact that
era.
It was sort of way, way outside the margins of what was happening in the mainstream at the time. It ended up becoming a hit yet again in the hands of The Flying Lizards version. So two very different covers, both inspired by this original track. So my bonus DIJ, Jim, is really three songs in one. It's the same song, but it's three versions of it. So I just love all three of them. I can't pick one.
You can't. That's cheating. I'm going to have to consult Alex and Andrew.
Well, you know, I am breaking the rules, and that's what we do here at Sound Opinions. We try to break some rules once in a while. And Barrett Strong, thank you, my man, for singing and playing piano and quite possibly writing this song as well.
Well, there's always the fact, too, that the corporate powers that be don't allow us to break the rules, and we can only play a shorter snippet of the song under our fair use education and criticism journalism doctrine. So, okay, I'll let you have three.
Thank you.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
I can't use. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want.
That is Barrett Strong, the Beatles, and the Flying Lizards, all giving their take on a great, great song, Money, That's What I Want.
You having broken the rules, I'm going to just have to try harder next time and see how many more rules I can break. And, you know, after the bonus episode where, let's say it again, let's say it together, we interviewed.
Fucked up! Boy, was that fun.
And the social media feedback was, oh, it was so refreshing to hear you, you know.
Yeah, right.
We can do anything.
We can do anything.
On the bonus episode.
That's right.
As always, the bonus episode and the show where we can't do anything but we try is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, and our intern Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thank you for listening. And if you want to show Sound Opinions the money to keep this coming to you, join us on Patreon. We sure do appreciate you.